Hello, Lori. Dr. Kaler's here.
Yes, Dr. Kaler, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
I was under the assumption that women outlast men when it comes to sex, but after about an hour and a half of having sex with my husband, I get tired after orgasming and everything. Is there any kind of medication I could take or something to keep up with him, or what should I do?
Well, is it causing you problems not to keep up with him?
Well, after doing it about an hour to an hour and a half, I get tired. I get real tired and seem like I just fall off into sleep or something.
Well, you know, that's a pretty normal reaction to someone that's sexually satisfied. How about if you all just stop after an hour to an hour and a half? Would that cause a problem?
No, but he just wants to keep on for some reason.
Well, would he be upset if he couldn't keep on?
I don't know. I never asked him.
Well, I would try that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you then.
Uh-huh.
Right. Does seem a bit long, doesn't it?
Well, for us old-timers, Milton, we're envious, you know? It's probably been 50 years since we did it for an hour and a half.
Come on, you're only 18. The point is, and I don't want to laugh here, it's... that an hour and a half, that's aerobic you're getting into. That's, you're leaving sex and you're getting into Olympic gymnastics. It seems to me that woman shows great forbearance.
Well, I don't know about you, Milton, but I don't do gymnastics during sex. So maybe, you know.
Hello, Mark.
Well, Milton, I'm good for 6 hours.
Show off. Hot dogger here.
Well, I'm lying, but...
I hope so.
A doctor.
Listen, if you can't laugh over sex, everything wrong, nothing wrong with laughing over sex, Dr. Kaler, is there?
Well, I would imagine gymnastic sex would look pretty funny.
Well, I mean, joking about it, though.
No, there's nothing. It's fun to have fun with it.
Go ahead, sir.
But anyway... I've had a steady girlfriend now for the last 3 or 4 years, and we've engaged sex once or twice a week. And because of her religious beliefs, in about a year or so, we're going to be getting married, okay? And because of religious beliefs, we've kind of talked about stopping for about a year or so. And I was wanting to know if that might cause any kind of medical problem down the road, or, you know, just a sudden stop.
Well, how old are you all?
I'm 24 and she's 20.
Okay. Where we find problems with stopping...
there?
Milton's making me laugh over here. Where we find problems with people stopping...
I'm sorry, this has nothing to do with you, Mark. We just got a little silly thing, and I'm at fault for it.
Okay.
Stand by. We'll be serious about it. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is when people are in their older years, for example, if you have a widower who's not had intercourse for a year or two because his wife died, he may have trouble if he's not been sexually active at all. But people in their 20s, we don't really worry about. And one of the things that you all can do is to use masturbation as a way to make sure that you're keeping regularly sexually active.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello. I've been doing this program for 20 years and I've never had an attack like this. Hello, Mike. Come in, please. I hope you don't have any sad news because you'll get mad at me. Go ahead.